You are listening to Under Eternity Blue with DJ Arkstar on Spirit Plants Radio, broadcasting around the world at yahe.net, port 9000. Turn on. Tune in. Under Eternity Blue explores a variety of musical genres, many of which often touch on psychedelic undertones which feed into a deeper layer of creativity. Sometimes at this deeper layer, music sheds its need to wow, impress, or outdo our expectations, and simply exudes a resonant grace or enticing beauty which draws us fully into the music itself. Sometimes a more intimate experience, and sometimes more breathtaking in its simplicity. This episode of Under Eternity Blue will turn its ear to just such a musical genre, in that of the African highlife, which was produced in the 1970s. This music is at once intricate yet sublimely relaxed, bringing the listener to a soulful centeredness which can elevate the mood and hypnotize the soul. It's a small sliver within the vast musical output of Africa, which offers exponential musical gifts. Let's listen and enjoy.
Thank you. Onu na boku la ni chuku. O Thank you.
That set started off with the infectious Do 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 by Sir Victor Uwefo, followed by MCK Obi by Benjamin Otaru and his Otaris Brothers Band. And then we heard Nri Sports Di Oso by Chief Stephen Osita Osadebe and his Nigeria Soundmakers. Osadebe is a personal favorite of mine from this period. His band's output through the 70s typifies this music's ability to transfix and draw you in. And that was followed by Feso Jaye by the Sahara All-Stars of Jos, and then Ilo Abu Chi by the wonderful Celestine Ukwu and his Philosopher's Nation. I hope it's evident already that this music seems to have the ability to somehow alter the listener's internal rhythm, syncing it to the tempo of the beat and elevating the mood at the same time. It's relaxed and unassuming music, which seems to be played for the sheer enjoyment of this effect the music can produce. There are no heavily highlighted guitar solos, no fantastic hooks or musical bridges. Yet, the music burns into the heart just the same, strumming what feels like one long, never-ending chord. Let's get right back to it, starting off with an interesting hybrid of highlife and jazz rock that lifts you like a feather, cradled on a gentle breeze. Thank you.
Thank you. asina nwa kona zwa mazini jebolo mana weta kelie na di mana bonyozo enwe weku esio ne akwa kwa mwe na zo mania mazwe ke mwe jiweni aka holoto lacha Obonye ke buzi chie uzano Magonye na moro ke si lwada mweli Chon chon chom na di manono Managa lusi kwa weli beo Ijo mae Ato mwa meze Obiani borano Ngonye delia Makankem kamano Onye mebulibia
Alorum by Guillermo Hadgu, Samanme by Yamos Band, followed by Mo Brawa by the African Brothers Dance Band, and then Ugali, which was the Tony Benson Sextet, and then we wrapped things up going back to Chief Stefan Osita Osadebe with his song Anye Lucia Oli. It's really the kind of music that satisfies both from a concentrated listening as well as when being played somewhat in the background. And I hope you enjoy dabbling into some of this high life music from the 70s, and I encourage you to go looking for more. Living somewhere between deep African folk music and the wildly popular Afrobeat genre of the same era, this period of high life strikes a deep chord for me, and I hope it was able to resonate for you as well. Until next time, I want to thank you for listening to Under Eternity Blue with DJ Arkstar on Spirit Plants Radio, broadcasting around the world at yahe.net, port 9000. Turn on, tune in.